dispensing a daily dose of common sense, no prescription required.
I love the show.
I don't hate going to work anymore.
Americans love a winner and will not tolerate a loser. Americans play to win all the time.
I don't believe in the no-win scenario.
This is the Greg Belford Show.
Is it time to deploy the National Guard to Columbia University? House Speaker Mike Johnson says it may be. We may be at that point. Is it time for the National Guard to restore order at Columbia University? I would love to get your thoughts on this morning. 605-336-1320. 605-336-1320. Give me a shout. Share your thoughts. This is the most incredible story that we've been watching this over the course of this week, and it's just gotten worse and worse. House Speaker Mike Johnson was at Columbia University yesterday, and he said that after he left, he was going to call President Joe Biden and share with him what we have seen and demand he take action. He said there's executive authority that would be appropriate if this is not contained quickly, and if these threats and intimidation are not stopped. There is an appropriate time for the National Guard. Are we there? Let me hear from you. 605-336-1320. 605-336-1320. Johnson said, we cannot allow this to happen. We are better than this. I'd like to think so. I would like to think we're better than this. Are we? I mean, based on the things that I'm seeing, I don't know that I could even say that. So I'd love to get your reaction. He said, I will ask the president to do that, and I'll tell him the same thing, Johnson said. So Mike Johnson made some really great comments yesterday speaking at Columbia University. And, of course, he's being booed. He's being heckled. But and students couldn't hear him. You know, very well, but you and I, you know, he was speaking, obviously there were a lot of microphones there. So you and I have the benefit of knowing exactly what he was saying at Columbia University yesterday. Is it time to send in the National Guard? 605-336-1320 is the Kello hotline. Give me a call right now. Phone lines are open. So give me a call, 605-336-1320. I was telling my producer, John, a few moments ago, and I mentioned this earlier this morning, the comparison that I have now is no longer Bizarro World, because there's some degree of sense to what happens in Bizarro World, you know? This is more like the zombie apocalypse. That's what we see going on. Mindless. You know, that's what we see. The zombie apocalypse is underway at Columbia University and now catching fire and going to other universities. Fortunately, you've got leadership with a spine down at the University of Texas at Austin, their president saying, hey, we're not going to allow this. I would love to get to some of your thoughts. Our phone lines are open this morning, 605-336-1320, and we'll start with Craig. Good morning, Craig. You're on Kello.
Yes, good morning.
Hi.
Thanks for staying on this topic. I believe it's very important. This is so orchestrated, it's beyond belief. I don't know if people can see it, but my wife and I are watching
the news. I certainly do, so rest easy, my friend. I see it, too.
Yes. My wife and I are watching the news, and she noticed that some of the people had the same head garb on, some of the women, like matching. I said, well, I think George Soros just got a better deal when he ordered all the supplies for these people. You know, if you keep everything the same in bulk order, you get a better deal. Because I should pay more attention to all the tents match. I mean, these things just don't happen. This is orchestrated by, I'm not sure.
Oh, agreed. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a pretty, I saw stories at Washington Examiner had a piece this morning. you start getting into the details of where that funding is coming from. And apparently some of the funding is coming from Columbia University.
That's really sad.
Some of the funding's coming from. So it's a rat hole, Craig.
Yep, it is. It's got to be stopped, or it's going to spread. They'll be lighting fires before long, just like BLM. If you keep letting this go, so somebody's got to stand up and look at AOC's already made a statement denouncing the police for the messing with the nonviolent protesters.
Oh yeah, give me a
break. It is unbelievable that these people are saying, and
that is, and you know what, and I know of it. A lot of times I don't share it because it's garbage. It's absolute garbage. What AOC is saying, who cares? I mean, it's brain dead stuff. Rick, good morning. You're on Kello.
Greg, good morning to you, sir. Happy Thursday.
Hey, thanks for the call, Rick.
Hey, this should have been over in the very beginning. In my opinion, it's disruptive to the other students that are going there that aren't involved, that are trying to get an education.
Oh, yeah.
And it should have been stopped long ago by the administration. Shouldn't be allowed to happen. And then the threats on the Jewish students and everything are just over the top. You know, it's ridiculous that this has gone on so far. And enough is enough. It's time to bring in the National Guard, the state police, everybody, and throw these little spoiled little brats away. And I would talk about expulsion, too. If you don't do it, you're going to be expelled. This type of behavior is not going to be allowed, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I would say you even start with, I wouldn't talk about expulsion. I would start the expulsions. Expelling people, and then to others, you say, are you wanting the same?
Yeah, exactly. Because, again, it's not fair to those students that want to go get an education and aren't involved and actually don't even believe in what they're protesting over. They know the real truth. They know that the victim was Israel. They were attacked in a terrorist attack.
Right.
And they have the right to respond. That's plain and simple. And if those little spoiled little brats can't deal with it, out the door they go, in my opinion.
Well, I appreciate your call. Good to talk to you, Rick. Thank you. 605-336-1320 is the Kello hotline. Good morning, Andy. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. How you doing this morning?
I am doing okay. I'm a little disturbed by all this that we're seeing this week, Andy.
Hey, can I just say something real quick? Before you do this, your sponsors on your show, I patron them. Say Anything Jewelers, all of them are great sponsors, and I don't know how you do such a good job of picking people to sponsor your show.
I have nothing to do with that. I can't take any credit. I'm extremely grateful for them and for you. Thank you, Andy.
Yeah. I don't think we should send the National Guard there at all. No. You're just going to get some 21-year-old, 25-year-old kid who goes to college himself, and you're going to get him probably hemmed up when this group of people who are pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas, start attacking him physically, and then he has to respond with physical force.
Yep.
And I think you're just going to put him in a bad place.
So what are you going to do to solve it?
Let it go, man. Let it go. You think it's bad now? You wait till this summer when all these college kids get out of school and it gets hot, and then in August the Democratic National Convention is in Chicago. You think this is bad? Hey, man, Bachman-Turner Overdrive, you ain't seen nothing yet. This is going to get way worse before it gets better.
I appreciate your call. I'm not sure I follow the strategy of just let it go. I think a lot of us have problems with that. 605-336-1320 is the Kello hotline. I shouldn't say a lot of us, but I have a problem with that. I'll be clear. 605-336-1320. Brian, good morning. You're on Kello.
Good morning, Greg. You know, this is the first I've heard about this, but as far, from what I'm listening to you, what you're saying and other callers have been saying, yeah, something definitely needs to be done about this because I applaud the University of Texas for saying, no, this isn't going to happen. But like Columbia and these other universities that are allowing this, there needs to be something done because if we don't do anything, this is just going to lead into anarchy.
Well, they're going on with these talks. Well, we're talking to the protesters, and they set a deadline, and then the deadline comes and nothing happens. Oh, well, now we're engaged in talks with the protesters, so now we got another 48-hour deadline, and at the end of 48 hours, what? I mean, no, right. Nothing.
Right. It's you're being a paper tiger by doing that. You're not. It has no teeth to it. You know, like you said earlier, a little bit ago, with expulsions, don't even say it. Just do it.
Yep.
That should be a start. And, you know, there's got to be consequences to these acts, to actions. If you've been warned that what you're doing is wrong and there's no consequences, what's to stop anybody from doing it?
It's great points. Brian, always good to hear from you. Phone lines are open. I would love to get your thoughts on this. 605-336-1320. 605-336-1320. And you know why Brian hasn't heard about this? In Brian's defense, you know why? Because the media is talking about nothing but Trump. I mean, the media says Trump trial. Meanwhile, over here, hey, look at this. I mean, it's incredible. It's absolutely amazing. So I'm not going to take my eye off the ball. You got the Speaker of the U.S. House who's in or was at Columbia University yesterday. That's certainly newsworthy. So Johnson made a lot of great comments while he was here. He said, "Today I'm here to proclaim to all those who gnash their teeth and demand to wipe the state of Israel off the map and attack our innocent Jewish students this simple truth. Neither Israel nor these Jewish students on this campus will ever stand alone." He said, "As Speaker of the House, I am committing today that the Congress will not be silent as Jewish students are expected to run for their lives and stay home from their classes, hiding in fear." He said, "Anti-Semitism has been growing in America, and it's clear why. Powerful people have refused to condemn it. Some have even peddled it themselves." And then he, at the end of his remarks, he said, "Enjoy your free speech." He said at the end of his remarks. So we have seen this violence now spreading from Columbia University to other universities across the country, including in Texas. And Texas had made a much stronger stance to this. But Speaker Johnson yesterday said at Columbia, he said, "Sadly, Columbia's administrators have chosen to let the threats, the fear, and the intimidation of the mob, they've allowed that to overtake American principles like free speech and the free exchange of ideas and the free exercise of religion. They have co-opted First Amendment arguments to protect genocide and to elevate the voices of anti-Semitism. They have proven themselves to be incapable of achieving their basic responsibility, which is keeping students safe," he said. Now, he's speaking about Columbia University. And then he went further. "We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks." So we're getting your reaction at 605-336-1320. Good morning, Tom. You're on Kello.
Good morning. Hey, I'm all for the expulsion, but it kind of needs to start at the faculty. All those faculty members who did that human shield between the police and the terrorist group, they need to be fired.
I would agree.
I mean, you know, and then you start with the terrorist group. You don't start there. You start at the head.
I don't know. I think you could do it at the same time. I don't think one. You're speaking as if it's one or the other. Why wouldn't you? I would. You're all done. Boom. We're going to respond. We're going to respond to everybody who's involved in this, and we're going to respond hard and forcefully.
And as far as, you know, just letting the thing go, yeah, okay. Take them on an airplane, fly them over the Atlantic Ocean and just let them go. It'd be fine with me. I'm all for letting them allow to swim back home.
Right.
I am getting so frustrated at how all these colleges pump out hatred. Right now it's just hatred for the Jews, but it's hatred for this country. It's hatred for everything this country stands for. I'm sick of it. Every month there's a new outrage that comes out of these students and these college faculties. And, you know, I'm a hard worker. I paid my student debt, and all these people get, ugh. No, we're done with you. Get out of here.
I'm going to sound like a broken... Tom, thank you for your phone call. I totally understand the frustration. And this is why elections matter. This is why elections matter. You know, what kind of response? Do you want a law and order response to this kind of just... do you want a constitutional response to these things that we see happening versus just that, well, we're talking to the we're in negotiations. Please. 605-336-1320. Todd, good morning. You're on Kello.
Hey, Greg. I agree with you. You should send the National Guard in, and they should also be arrested for what they're doing. I mean, this isn't, public property. Some of it is, but they're still on state property. And they should be arrested and thrown in jail. I mean, the National Guard, and, you know, where's our great DOJ? You know, where's Homeland Security? You know?
Do you expect the Biden White House, this administration, to do anything about this?
Oh, no. No, not at all. They're trying to appease both sides, Greg. And he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. But, you know, I've been listening to Mark Levin, and you got to follow the money on this one. I mean, how are they allowing the terrorist groups to get money into these funnels, into these groups?
Yep.
And, yeah. But
yeah, we were talking about that a bit earlier. That's a bit of a rat hole trying to get in and explain what's going on with all of that. Yeah, but it's very, very alarming. Some of these funds that going to these protesters, actually, some of the funds even came from Columbia University.
Yeah. Yep.
And what kind of sense does that make?
Yeah. And you know, but no, Greg, I agree with you. The National Guard is, and I was surprised what Minnesota did right away. Up there, they tried it. They went in there, and they busted it up. And then, Greg, I'll make one point that'll hang up. And then now they want us to forgive their student loans.
I know. That's a bit much, isn't it, Mark? Todd, thank you. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it, Todd. Let's get to Mark's thoughts here as well. Mark, thanks for the call. You're on Kello.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
I think... We have to be a people of free speech and then law and order. So anybody who's breaking law on these campuses needs to be expelled or thrown out of the country if they're not citizens of the country. Okay.
Agreed.
And then later on down the road, then you keep putting pressure, financially speaking, on the university presidents and the teachers there in the universities. But you got to like squeeze the universities to get rid of these communists, anarchists. But basically, yeah, you got to.
Well, and students got to quit going there. And I see that some of the southern universities are saying, "Yeah, come here, come here. Yeah. We welcome you in without the nonsense."
Yeah, exactly right. Yep.
Yeah, it's just.
Anyways, we have to maintain free speech.
Agreed.
If you break the law, then you get busted. And if all this poison that's being fed these kids from these college higher ups, tenured professors. Slowly over time, got to get rid of these people too. But I think you always hit all these people in the pocketbook when the billionaires and the multimillionaires stop funding these clown schools.
And it's happening. Mr. Kraft, Robert Kraft, I think this week, who said, "I'm done. I'm not giving Columbia University any more money."
Exactly.
He was among others who said the same.
It'll take time. It took time for these people to get into power in the universities and start poisoning our power. When I was in the university back in the late 60s, early 70s, they were already lefties and they're messing with people's minds. So it's a long process. It started before then. So it'll take a long time to get back out. But anyways, break the law and then you're busted, expelled, thrown out of the country, whatever. And then just keep going up the chain with your big money, pulling it out and give it to universities to deserve your free education.
Yeah, there you go. Well said. Mark, thank you, my friend, for your thoughts.